Judy?
He hasn't come on yet.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We will start with the pursuit connecting to certainty from the Sivan commentary on the Zohar from Parsha Yitro, pasuk 29. We start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kutshaber Ichu, Ishkinte, Bitshilu, Urchimu, Utshilu, Utshilu, Urchimu. Le'akta, L'shem, Yudhe, Bavavte, Yehuda, Shalim, B'shem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah, Vayihinu Amadunai Elohinu Eleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananei Eleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananeihu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tanenan Dekutcha Perichu Koma De'aved Le'ela Witata Kolai Hu Kishot Piovada Dikshot Belay Lach Mila Bialma Divae Barnash Ladach Yalea Minea Ulan Haga Beya Kalana Kahakulu Ovada Dikshotinun Wikola It's the Rish Bialma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. There is one verse we study from the Tanakh. It's from 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10, that connects to this energy. Untati vishatan taktal willow yirgaz od willow yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. Counting the Omer. Last night we counted the 42nd day of the Omer, which connected to the Anabakoa. And tonight we'll start with step two, which is the verses that we read prior to the blessing. Psalm 138:8. Adonai Yoheh Wahe. Yigbor be'adi Adonai Yoheh Wahe Azdecha le'olam ma'aseh yadicha el teref. Psalm 57:3. Echra le'elohim elyon la'el gomer alai. Ezekiel 16:6. Va'evor alayich va'erech mitboseset v'damayich va'yomar lach v'damayich chayi va'yomar lach v'damayich chaye. Psalm 104 verses 1 and 2. Barki nafshi et Adonai Yoheh Waheh Elohim Yoheh Waheh Elohei gadalta meod Hod v'hadar et levashta O te'or k'shalma no te'shamayim k'ariyah. the blessing. Baruch atah Adonai Yud Hey Vav Hey Yo Hey Vav Hey Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Al Sefirat HaOmer. Hayom shlosha v'arba'im yom la'omer shehem shisa shavuot v'yom echad. Today is the 43rd day of the Omer, which is 6 weeks and one day. The inner light. Harachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash limkomam hem v'yamenu b'mehera b'yamenu amen.
Welcome.
Psalm 67, the menorah song. Lam natseach bin ginot mizmor shir. Elohim yechanenu bivarkenu. Ya'er panav itanu selah. La da'at ba'aretz darkecha, v'kol goyim yeshuatecha. Yoducha amim Elohim, yoducha amim kulam. Ismachu v'raninu, ki tishpot amim mishor ulumim. Ba'aretz tan, the letter Taf is the letter, the 43rd letter of the verse. And this is the end of the Aleph Bet, but it's also a new beginning, as we see from the foot pointing out to the left. How do you see your life? Is today a new beginning? Or the last day of your life, Chas v'Shalom. How do you want to see your life? What do you need to change about yourself to achieve this goal, what you want to manifest in your life? Tanim Sela. Yoducha amim Elohim, yoducha amim kulam. Eretz. Not na yivula yivarkenu Elohim Eloheinu yivarkenu. This is the 43rd word in the psalm. Yivarkenu means to bless us. To whom are you a channel for the energy of blessing? Are you able to increase the flow of blessing for these people? What do you need to change about yourself, your character traits, your personality traits, to increase that flow of blessing energy? Elohim v'yiru oto kal afse aretz. The Anabekoach, Anna Bekoach Gedulat Shemincha Tatir Serura Aleph Bet Gimel Yutap Sadi Kabel Rinat Amcha Sag Beinu Zacharenu Nora. Kufrei Shayim, 7-10, Nun. Na Gibor, Dor Sheichutcha, Kivavat Shamrem. Barchem Tacharem, Rakamei Sitkacha, Tamid Gamlen, Betet Resh, Tzaditas Gimel. Chasin Kadosh, Berov Tuva, Nael Adatecha, Het Kufet, Tet Dunayan. Yachid Ge'e, Lamcha Pene Zokre Kedushatecha Yud Gimel Lamed Pei Zayim Kuf Shavatenu Kabel Ushma. The letter Shin in the 7th verse. The letter Shin is composed of 3 vavs. Letter Shin connects to the passion of life, as the 3 vavs represents the number 18, meaning life. And the letter Shin created fire, which represents passion metaphorically. What do you need to change about yourself to increase your passion towards life? The life around you, the life of the people that you share with, the life of the people that you help, that you do good deeds with. Kabel Ushma Tziakatenu Yode Shin Kufav Tzadiyata. And the 8th verse we say in a whisper. Ribono Shel Olam Ata Tzevitanu Al Yedei Moshe Avdecha Lispor Sefirata Omer Kedei letacharenu, miklipotenu, umtumatenu. Kimo shekatavta betorata husvartem, lachem mimacharat ha-shabbat. Miyom haviyachem et omer ha-tenufa sheva shabbatot tmimot. Teyinat mimacharat ha-shabbat. Hashvit sefiru chamishim yom Kedei sheitacharu nashotamcha Yisrael mizoham atam uvachem Yehi ratzon milfanecha Adonai yohewahe Eloheinu Elohe avotenu shebizkut sefirata omer Shesafarti hayom Yetukan mashibagamti the sefira Chesed shibimalchu. Chesed, as we have learned over the last weeks, connects to loving kindness. Malchut connects to manifestation. It translates as a kingdom. The kingdom of God. The kingdom for human beings. But what does loving kindness in the frame of manifestation look like? What does it look like to manifest love? Does it look like the love of a mother or a parent for the babies, for the children? Does it look like the love between spouses? Does it look like the love for a close friend? What does your love look like as you choose to manifest? V'yatahir v'yatkadesh v'kdusha shel ma'ala Amen Selah. The Tzaddikim who chose to leave this day, the 28th day of the year, which is the day called or known as Yom Yerushalayim, the Day of Jerusalem. Shmuel HaNavi, the son of Chana, Shmuel became a Navi, became a prophet, a strong, famous prophet. He's also one of the processes of the reincarnation of the three male souls. Pinchas, Nadab and Abihu, all related to the sons, being the sons of Aaron. Rabbi Yitzhak of Korbel, known as the Baal HaChotem. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Rainer. Rabbi Yerachmiel Yehuda Meir Kalish, known as the Amshinover Rebbe. Rabbi Shlomo Abraham Eliyahu Green of B'nai Brak. He was known as the Tailor Mekubal. And the prophet for day 43. The prophet for Malchut, Chesed Sheba Yesod, is Neria HaNavi. And we will say an additional Baruch Shem in case we need to ground any excess energy from our vessel. Please do so in a whisper. Today's class is a Zohar class for the Parasha Bamidbar. We will connect to section 7. Starting with Pasuk 61, we'll also start with an additional Lishem Yehud as we grounded the energy of the last one. Lishem Yehud, Kut Shabar, Tu, Ishkite, Bit Hilu, Urkimu, Hilu, Hilu, Urkimu, Liakta, Lishem, Yudhe, Babate, the Yehuda, Shalim, Bishem, Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La Sot Torah Mitzvah, Vayihino amadonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu kanenei aleinu maasei yadeinu kanenehu. Rabbi Elazar Shail, Rabbi Shimon Avo, El Simana Ziduga, Bihuda Minayim, El Beri Aagid, Yokim Namilim, the Kosatar, Ustar, the Heat Badaro, Ha Kamila. Kamila Simana Dak the coat be dach the haki who came Sahara the mad Baha. It's none of a lovely Karen the Romeet Mizrahit. Mizrahit Tifonit, Tifonit Maravit, Maravit, Biromi El Halayakil Adin Kabal, Haleya Barnash, O Malchuta, Tadisha Bekad Meta. Yahi Valeya, Olda Ve'at Amrat, the Yete Ledarum, the God Meta. Rabbi Elazar asked his father, Rabbi Shimon, where do we find the sign of unification, so that we do not err? And he told him, my son, although we explain this in many facets, and these words were scattered here and there, keep this sign in your hand. This is similar to the encircling of the altar, which we have previously learned. One should approach the southeast corner, the northeast, the northwest, and the southwest, as we have described before. So he asked him, it is inconceivable to do anything until a person accepts upon himself the yoke of the Holy Kingdom first and carries that yoke. Yet you said he should first come to the south, which is Chesed. My commentary. This is describing how one should approach the Torah scroll when called to an aliyah. The important aspect is to accept the yoke of Torah. This is done by making a statement that is suggested by the Ari to say prior to the morning prayer in the Orthodox tradition. To paraphrase the English translation of the Hebrew words suggested by the Ari is as follows. I accept all of the mitzvot to do them and ask Hashem to assist me in reaching the level of consciousness of loving my neighbor as myself. Pasuk 62. El kola ha'imana la tehavalo lekeren. Amena bekad meta behayadata raza bekeren wadahu o malhuta kadisha levatar dero mit mizrahit tetaman hu ilana dechaye wadale izdavga. Leya b'mizrach v'ihu abayla'a v'hai ben misitra de'abaka atel gin kach midarom l'mizrach v'tukba v'darom v'mizrach u'va'eli it. Ashra Bahadat Darom Bebizra. The translation. He told him, I have already told you everything. I said first that one approaches the corner. And you know the hidden meaning of corner. That is Malchut, which is the yoke of Holy Malchut. Following that is southeast. One should connect the south, Chesed, to the east, which is Tiferet. The central column, because there in the east is the tree of life, which is Tiferet. This is in order to bring together the south with the east, who is Supernal Abba, meaning Chachmah, also called Supernal Abba and Ima, because the Son, which is Tiferet, comes from the Father's side, because the root of Tiferet is the concealed dot of the Supernal Abba and Ima. Hence, one unites from south to the east, for the fortitude of the south is in the east, namely in the concealed dot of Supernal Abba and Ima, which is the beginning of the east. And therefore, it is imperative that south and east should be bound together. My commentary. This pasuk is explaining the recommended consciousness when one circles the bima as they rise to their aliyah as representative for the congregation. Pasuk 63. Mizrach ve'it keshar b'tzafon begin dechai ashlin u'malei nachalin u'mabuin v'ad mizrachit tifonit ilein abba v'imadila nit parshan le'almin v'ha'ukmu Okimna, whom I the itmar to phonit, the ihu to be ra, ila a umi star dila, nafik ta phon the dinin, misitra dila, mitarin a agi dihi o rachame, pehe du vaha, O kim na vikarihi, nafkat safon, nafkat bea, deihu it kalil, deit kashir bedarom. The translation. An east connects to the north, which is an ima, referring to Bina, also called Israel Saba and Tevunah, from which the north is drawn forth, that is the left column, since meaning Bina, completes and fills the rivers and springs of the east, which is the revealed dot and Tiferet. And therefore it is imperative to unite north and east, meaning to connect the east with Bina. However, these east and north are Abba and Ima that never separate, because the east is dot of Supernal Abba, that is the secret of Supernal Abba and Ima. Dot of Supernal Abba cleaves to dot of Supernal Ima, and the left column that is revealed in her that is called north, as we have already explained. And the reason she, the Supernal Ima, is called northern, Sifonit, in Hebrew, is because it is the supernal hidden one. The Hebrew is Tefunah, and from her end the north emanates, which is the left column. This is because Abba's end, the north, is hidden and concealed. The judgments arise from her side, although she is merciful and happy. And we already explained it, When she, Emer, emerges, the north emanates from her. It is from her that the north reveals itself, because he, Abba, was included in and connected to the south, and the north is hidden in it. My commentary. It is imperative to contemplate this pasuk in order to include the description in our consciousness as we circle this bima. Pasuk 64. Levatar tefonit maravit dehamisitra deabanafik beinu misitra dimanafirkat bat ugin kach tefonit maravit bedahu keren dekad meta. Dashta itkashar b'tafon satam levatar ba'e l'kashra labedarom b'thaman hud k'shura d'kola b'gufa be'ya ishtakach b'yad ma'aravit. The translation. Following that, he will come to the northwestern corner. From Abba's side, the sun emerges, which is Tiferet, east. And from Eva's side, which is north, the daughter emerges, which is Malchut, west. And because of that, it is northwestern. From north, which is Ima, to west, which is Malchut. And that is the first corner. Since corner is the meaning of Malchut that one must accept upon oneself, first of all. And now it is simply referred to as north, meaning in Ima and the left column. Then one must connect it to the south, which is Chesed, and the right column, where everything is connected, where the body, that is Zeranpin, is situated. Since Zeranpin emanates from Abba, as mentioned above, he is therefore contained completely in the south, like Abba, and the north is concealed in him. It is therefore southwestern. My commentary. This pasuk again speaks of concealing the left column within the right column. This is an important spiritual law or teaching. The left column is female and internal, and that is why it needs to be concealed. Pasuk 65. Ishtekach ha'keren. Gimel zimnin ad lekabela leya barnash bekad meta uvatar haki lekashra la bitre diro elit chabera begufa umecheve kola Ad Hudahu Sidura De Yehuda Shalim We call Sitar U Star Behahu Ishura De Itchaze Lea Wilayach Leaf Sitra De Sitra Achara delight chaze leya begin dela itanash mandi aved Yehuda dakika chaze kema di amena zaka ahulakeya V'hai alma uvalma deyate. V'hai yada lasad rashavacha. V'mareya v'yehuda demareya v'la odela dekutshabarihu. Mishteka mishtebach be'ya aleya. Ketiva yomer li avi, ata Yisrael, asher becha yitpar. The translation. And we find this corner, which alludes to Malchut three times. One is that a person must first accept upon himself. And the following is to connect Malchut with both arms that are south and north, right and left, so as to join in the body, which is Tiferet, the central column, so that all should be united in one. And that is the order of the perfect unification, to unite every aspect with the appropriate bond. And one must not substitute one side with another side that is not appropriate for it, so as not to be punished. Whoever operates this unification properly, as I describe, happy is his share in this world and the world that is coming, since he knows how to prepare the sequence of praise for his master and the unification of his master. And furthermore, the Holy One, blessed be he, takes praise in him. About him the verse is written, and said to me, you are my servant, Israel, in whom I will be glorified. My commentary, this pasuk is clear as written. This is the end of the section. Does anybody have any questions? Tomorrow we will have class at 10:30, where we will continue our preparations for the holiday of Shavuot. And at 3 o'clock, our advanced reincarnation class. Does anyone have any questions? Then I will wish you all Shavua Tov, Shalom Gadol, and have a beautiful week. Shalom to all.
Shalom Gadol.